Expert in life's challenges. You've probably heard how regular exercise is great for you, but did you know it can actually help you live longer? Even a little exercise can make a big difference. It not only strengthens your heart and muscles but also improves blood flow and boosts your brain with a molecule called BDNF, which is important for memory. Exercise is like a magic formula for a longer, healthier life. It's not about choosing between cardio or weights, it's about finding the type of exercise that works best for you. Even a small amount of regular exercise can make a big difference. Just doing 90 minutes a week can lower your risk of dying from any cause by 14%. Exercise not only helps you live longer but also helps prevent chronic diseases and can even slow down or reverse memory loss. If you're very fit, you're much less likely to die compared to someone who doesn't exercise. In fact, being unfit is more dangerous than smoking. So, getting active is a key step to staying healthy and extending your life. Strength training for a better life. Strength training is crucial for everyone, including older adults. It boosts mobility and helps prevent falls and other health issues. Staying active is becoming an athlete of life. Picture yourself training for a centenarian decathlon, a list of 10 tasks you want to tackle when you're 100, like climbing stairs, getting up from the floor, or hiking. This way, you can set fitness goals and stay motivated. Select 10 diverse events and begin training for them. Engaging in a range of activities will boost your chances of remaining fit and healthy at 100. This method challenges the common belief that aging leads to decline and misery. Key areas of fitness. Maintaining health and strength as you age involves focusing on three important fitness areas: aerobic endurance, strength, and stability. To boost your aerobic endurance, engage in zone 2 cardio. This type of training is done at a moderate intensity, where you work at 60 to 70% of your maximum heart rate. At this intensity, you should be able to have a conversation, but singing a power ballad would be challenging. This method helps improve your endurance over time, making it easier to sustain exercise for longer periods. Zone 2 training helps your body use fat for energy and is beneficial even if you're not an athlete. It builds endurance and reduces the risk of chronic diseases. For example, walking briskly for 6 to 10 miles a day is a great way to do this. Start with 2 30-minute sessions each week for noticeable improvements. To make these workouts more enjoyable, try listening to podcasts or audiobooks. Boost your fitness with VO2 Max workouts. VO2 Max workouts focus on increasing the amount of oxygen your body can use during exercise. These workouts usually involve high-intensity interval training, HIIT, where you alternate between short bursts of intense activity and rest periods. HIIT not only boosts fitness but is also linked to longer life and better functional fitness. Begin by adding 1 or 2 VO2 max sessions per week to your routine. These sessions should include intervals of 3 to 8 minutes of intense exercise followed by periods of easy exercise. Strength training is essential for staying strong and injury-free as you age. Your muscles and bones can weaken over time, so activities like lifting heavy weights or rucking can really help maintain your strength and bone health. Enhance your grip strength. Grip strength is also crucial for overall strength and longevity. Improve it with exercises like carrying heavy weights in both hands or hanging from a pull-up bar. Focus on exercises that involve pulling and using your hips, such as single leg step-ups and split stance Romanian deadlifts. It might seem like a lot, so consider getting advice from a trainer or watching instructional videos. By using these training methods and concentrating on building aerobic endurance, strength, and stability, you'll be well prepared for a lively and healthy lifestyle as you get older. Revise your eating habits. Many Americans face issues with the standard American diet, SAD, which is high in sugar, refined carbs, and processed oils. To break free from SAD, you can choose from three main strategies. Caloric restriction, flexible but requires tracking everything you eat and avoiding cheating. Dietary restriction, involves cutting out specific foods, but only works if it results in eating fewer calories. Time restriction, includes methods like intermittent fasting. Be cautious, as it can backfire if you overeat or don't get enough protein. Building and maintaining muscle is essential, especially as you age. Aiming for at least 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight daily, or 2.2 grams per kilogram, is a good goal. It's important to spread your protein intake throughout the day and choose high-quality sources, such as whey protein isolate over soy protein isolate. Protein not only supports muscle health but also helps you feel full, leading to fewer overall calories consumed. When it comes to fats, not all are equal. Aim for a mix of saturated, monounsaturated, and polyunsaturated fats, focusing on omega-3s for heart and brain health. Opt for healthy sources like extra virgin olive oil, avocados, and nuts, while limiting butter, lard, and oils high in omega-6, such as corn, soybean, and sunflower oils. Balanced approach to fasting. Time-restricted eating, which includes methods like eating within specific time windows, alternate day fasting, or longer-term fasting, can be effective but may lead to muscle loss if done excessively. It's advisable to consult a doctor before starting any fasting regimen. Adopting a nutrition 3.0 mindset can help you find the right balance without overthinking. Focus on reducing calorie intake, ensuring adequate protein, and maintaining a good mix of fats. Additionally, regular exercise and spending time outdoors are crucial for overall health. There's no one-size-fits-all approach. Discovering what works best for you is key. The importance of sleep for well-being and health. Sleep is crucial for good health, but many people overlook its importance. Dr. Atiyah learned this the hard way when he stayed awake for 60 hours and nearly had a serious car crash. This close call should remind us all to value sleep as a key part of a healthy lifestyle. Lack of sleep isn't just about feeling tired, it has serious consequences. Studies show that not getting enough sleep is linked to heart attacks, type 2 diabetes, and even more accidents at work. For instance, sleeping less than 7 hours a night can raise the risk of dying early by 12%. Sleep-deprived drivers are responsible for about 20% of car accidents, and lack of sleep also leads to more workplace injuries and medical mistakes. You need about 7.5 to 8.5 hours of sleep each night for your best health and performance. Good sleep boosts your physical and mental abilities, like how well you play sports and how well you remember things. It also helps control your metabolism and lowers the chances of serious health issues like type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. Many people look for a quick fix like sleep aids, but these often don't improve sleep quality and can even make things worse. For example, medications like Ambien or Valium might not help you sleep better. So, what can you do to sleep better naturally? Improve sleep naturally. Start by checking your current sleep habits. You can use sleep trackers or tools like the Pittsburgh Sleep Quality Index to assess your sleep. Remember, everyone's sleep needs are different. Some people are early risers, while others stay up late. Try to adjust your sleep routine to match your natural rhythm. Cutting down on blue light before bed can help you sleep better. Try switching to warmer light bulbs instead of LEDs. Keep your bedroom cool, around 65 degrees Fahrenheit or 18 degrees Celsius, and make it as dark as possible. Avoid screens, like phones and computers, at least an hour before you go to sleep. That late-night social media scroll won't help. Watch what you consume, too. Limit caffeine and alcohol since they can interfere with your sleep. Managing stress is also important. Meditation can really help you relax. Even top athletes like LeBron James know the importance of sleep. He reportedly sleeps about 12 hours a day and uses a special mattress and pillows. Take a tip from LeBron, find a sleep routine that works for you and stick to it. Prioritize emotional health for longevity. When considering health, people often focus on physical fitness, but emotional well-being is just as crucial, if not more so. What's the point of living a long life if you're not happy or satisfied? For example, someone battling depression might not see the value in cancer screenings or monitoring blood sugar. Conversely, a physically fit person might overlook how emotional struggles can affect overall health. If you're facing emotional or mental health challenges, seeking professional help is essential. Addressing these issues is key to maintaining good physical health. Emotional health can be complex and harder to identify than physical health problems. This makes it important to take a proactive and personalized approach. Be aware of signs of emotional difficulties, seek help early, and engage in daily practices that support long-term emotional well-being. DBT for emotional well-being. There are several ways to manage your emotions, including medications, meditation, and psychedelics, but they're not quick fixes. They should be part of a broader approach, like dialectical behavior therapy, DBT. DBT is a proven method that helps you handle your emotions and deal with stress. It focuses on four main areas: managing emotions, coping with stress, improving relationships, and self-control, all connected to mindfulness. Remember, making real changes takes time and effort. Daily practice and working with a therapist are crucial for lasting improvement. Self-reflection is crucial for improving your mental health. Many people struggle with negative self-views and seeking approval from others. It's important to work on how you feel about yourself and understand how past experiences, like childhood trauma, impact your current behavior. Trauma can lead to issues such as addiction, dependence on others, and problems with relationships. To address these challenges, watch for signs of emotional difficulties, seek help when needed, and commit to daily self-reflection or meditation. Patience for healing. Healing takes time, so be patient with yourself. To stay young and healthy, look ahead and chase your dreams. Engage in activities that make you happy, like being outdoors, practicing mindfulness, or keeping a journal. Emotional health is just as crucial as physical health. Take care of yourself and don't hesitate to get help if needed. With time, patience, and the right support, you can move towards a happier and healthier life. Key points. 1. Emotional health is key. Seek support and practice self-reflection for a fulfilling life. 2. Focus on aerobic endurance, strength, and stability for a healthier life. 3. VO2 max workouts improve oxygen use and overall fitness, adding longevity. 4. Regular exercise, even 90 minutes a week, lowers the risk of dying early by 14%. 5. Strength training boosts mobility and prevents falls, crucial for all ages. 6. Balanced eating, including enough protein and healthy fats, supports long-term health. 7. Quality sleep of 7.5 to 8.5 hours per night is vital for physical and mental well-being.